All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know what time it is. You're on the 106 The Groove. It's the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Listen, we are expecting a great time on today. Hope that you had a wonderful week and you're now well rested, getting up on this Saturday morning. And we are expecting a great time for a wonderful show on today. So you always hear me say, come on and get on up, get your coffee, get your hot cocoa, whatever you need, so we can get started and get ready to go. It's the Fresh Start Show. You know, our show is about dealing with reform and dealing with justice reform, police reform, and prison reform, and talking about the struggles that our brothers and sisters have to go through once they've been incarcerated. You hear me say it all the time every week. That once you are out of prison and you have a felony, it follows you everywhere for the rest of your life, and that should not be. I'm a big believer that your past should be a lesson, not a life sentence, and we should create better ways and better opportunities for individuals to have a real fresh start. We want to help people rebuild and redevelop, rebrand, and restart their lives. And that's the real, answer to public safety. We know that you cannot arrest your way and incarcerate your way into a long-term public safety solution. We have to help people who have made bad choices to rebound and to get back into the driver's seat of their destiny, helping people to get their rights restored, helping individuals to expunge their records, and to do all we can to help people have a real, real fresh start. We are thankful for Tom Cortez for filling in for me on last week. He did a wonderful job, and that's exactly what we were expecting, for us to just keep it going. And Tom did a great job in speaking about the issues, and so we thank him for filling in for me. But he's with us as our co-host on today, and we're thankful today and happy to see another day today. But it's a bittersweet moment because right now our nation and our community is being bombarded again with, you know, issue with police. You see it all over our news network, from ABC, NBC, CNN, about Tyrese Nichols, who unfortunately lost his life at the hands of police, and five police officers out of Memphis Police Department was responsible for pretty much beating him to death. And we've been watching the news coverage all day. And it's really, really horrific, and it's really sad. It's a somber moment. It's also traumatizing for our nation and for our community, especially communities of color, because we know this happens to a lot of black and brown men and women all the time. And we are just concerned about situations like this. And, you know, I've had to have a conversation with my son before, you know, about, okay, now you have a driver's license. If you get pulled over by police, this is how you handle yourself, especially if it's in the dark. Turn on the light so officers can see. Put both your hands on the steering wheel so they don't feel like you're trying to grab a weapon. If you have a very, very dark tent, roll down all your windows so the officers can see inside. I mean, these are conversations I've had to have with my African-American son, because we know for a fact that this is real deal. And my heart goes out to Tyree's mother. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. It's our children that's supposed to at some point bury us. And so the grief, the shock, the trauma that she's going through. And I listened to her today, and she said, I just really don't have any words to say. The words are not coming out like it should, because I haven't even grieved. And so it's just a really, really sad moment in America. It's a sad moment in our nation. And, you know, we know we have many great men and women in uniform who goes out every single day and go above and beyond the call of service. And we acknowledge that and we appreciate that. And so we're not trying to tarnish their hard work and legacy. But we do have bad apples. And with that being said, we have to do something about it. Now, I'll be very, very honest, and I'll let Tom come in a few moments. Every leader in law enforcement that have viewed this footage said it is really bad. Really, really bad. I mean, when you have the police chief says, I've never seen anything like that in all of my career of policing. And when you have I believe it's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, the chief, the TBI chief, state police chief, so he said nothing, never seen anything like this. He said it is inhumane. It's inhumane what I saw. Then I have others say, when we saw in 91 when Rodney King had been beaten, I mean, the world and the nation and the communities of color was traumatized. They said this is worse. So I really cannot imagine. I'm trying to prepare myself what I'm going to see. I'm sure many others are. Memphis PD and is supposed to release at their time at 6 p.m. That's going to be around our time, 4 p.m. So 4 p.m., just in a few hours, this footage is going to be released. And it's just really a dark time for our community. It's a dark time for America. And it also reminds me of the missed opportunity of our president making sure that we get the George Floyd Policing Act on the books, you know, because we have to really push for real reform. And I feel like that was a missed opportunity as well. And I don't stand on any side on politics, whether it's Democrat or Republican in these type of situations. I just think it's the right thing to do because we're Americans. And so it's just a sad, sad moment. And I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for our community. All over, including ours in Tucson. We don't know what the reaction is going to be. I'll be very, very honest. I did get a call from Chief Cass Maron yesterday about, hey, this clip is getting ready to come out, you know, so we just need to be prepared on what we need to do to create calm, you know, in our community. In the next couple hours, I believe our nation is really going to be emotionally inflamed, and I'm just concerned about that. So, Tom, you with me, man? I'm sure you're feeling the same sentiment. What's on your thoughts?
As you're speaking, hi everybody. Good morning to you. As I hear you speaking, I'm thinking of my upbringing, and I don't know if you knew it or not, but my dad was a police officer.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
For more than 25 years in New Jersey.
Okay. Okay.
And he served during the riots in New Jersey and when we were growing up and little kids and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have a really unique perspective. You want to talk about trauma.
I mean, then
I eventually had a gunfight with the Tucson Police Department. So, I mean, we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
But the serious thing is that I'm looking at it from both sides, and there is no way to see one side being justified when someone who is by themselves, unable to defend themselves against numerous people and not given the chance. I don't know where we take it. You know, I know that they have a really tough job. I know that they work in places where their lives are in jeopardy, and at a traffic stop, at a domestic violence visit, you know, and it's a split second decision that they have to make, which may be life or death for one of the people in the home or for themselves or for their partner. And so they're at this hypervigilance, like we talked about last week, that you know, in prison you're at this hypervigilance 24/7, and they are supposed to be at a hypervigilance throughout their time period that they're serving their shift, and you know, it takes a toll. It taxes you. It stresses you. We did the blessing breakfast this morning. I mean, you can actually see the older police that you can see the stress on them. You can see the wear on their faces, yeah, on their bodies,
yeah,
because of what they go through every day. And this is not making any excuse for mm-hmm. them, because there is no excuse for that behavior. Trust me, because, man, we can get into some conversations about it. But there has to be a balance. We talk about truth and grace all the time. Yeah, yeah. The truth is that we need law enforcement, but the grace of the matter is we need law enforcement that has empathetic hearts to understand that the people that they are approaching are human beings, and they may be mentally ill, they may be intoxicated, they may be in a frame of mind which is going to lead them to think that they are something that they're not. Yeah. We have heard of so many of these instances where they have occurred, in all that needed to be done was somebody to just start talking.
Yeah.
Not threatening, not taking a stance, just start talking. And you know, far too often, if you don't take a gun, you don't take a knife to a gunfight. I mean, if somebody is unarmed, or they're armed with an inferior weapon, or they're in a wheelchair, you know, do they deserve that? Is it necessary? I'm not the judge. I'm not a police officer, but I know when this comes out, what I would ask people to do is to seek in their hearts to be calm and to find peace, and to hope that greater minds and hearts prevail, that we can find a better way in the future. I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I had answers for this, but, I know that Tyrese's mom is not the only mom that's grieving over this in this country. This is just the one that we heard about today.
Yeah.
You know, so it's systemic, the problem. And it's going to have to start from the top, where the top starts making demands on the bottom, that either you apply this with integrity and compassion and mercy, or you don't work here. Is that the choice? Yeah, that's got to be the choice. We've got to have value for human lives, no matter what that human life did. You know, we work with Fresh Start. There's people coming out of prison that, you know, they're wonderful people. They're talented people. They're really strong-willed people that can do wonderful things.
And you know, like I said, the tape is going to be released in a few hours. And everybody's trying to prepare the nation for what they're going to see. It's going to be very difficult. It's really hard. It's going to be really traumatizing. We're still just a few years away from George Floyd, and we watched for 8 minutes and 46 seconds law enforcement suffocate the life out of a African-American man, unarmed, not a threat. That's not that long ago, guys. And so we're feeling that hypervigilance, that flight or flight, come back again. And so this tape, is going to be something else. And so I know there's going to be a response, and rightfully so. We will have protests. And so all I'm advocating is, if you're going to protest, let it be peaceful. Let it be a peaceful protest. In the city of Tucson, I don't want us tearing up our communities. I am not for burning down buildings and burning down homes and all of that. That is not the solution. The solution is making our voice be heard so that we can create new legislation and policies, shifting the culture and climate of our institutions of law enforcement, giving them the trainings that they need, and holding bad policing accountable. With that being said, I want to say that I truly thank the Memphis police chief for having the bravery.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, you know, your father's a police. There is a culture. There's a code in law enforcement.
Yes.
And sometimes that puts pressure on the police chief on whether to do the right thing or to just be accustomed to the norm. And so to see The Memphis police chief stand up for what was right and hold those five police officers accountable for killing that young man ought to be saluted. Also want to give kudos to the DA, because you know, DA and police work hand in hand. And
with the quickness.
With the quickness, right?
And they handled it with the quickness.
With the quickness. And so I want to give the DA kudos for standing up and saying, no, we're gonna charge these officers, mm-hmm. and we're gonna push for an indictment. And you guys know, we know when usually police and prosecutors, because they work so hand in hand, that we have an issue with them policing themselves. And a lot of times things doesn't get done. And so to see that the police chief and the DA really stood up to make sure that these officers are held accountable. Also want to say, I just saw today, Merrick, our U.S. Attorney General, also came online and said, not only are they going to be local charges, mm-hmm. but I'm sending DOJ and FBI to investigate to look into violations of civil rights. Violations and hold them accountable. You know, these are the things that need to take place to be able to hold people accountable and to be a deterrent for bad behavior. And so this show is about reform, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just about prison reform after you've been sentenced and you are incarcerated, but even on the front end, how people are arrested, how people are treat it when you're going through a traffic stop. You should not be black and brown and be wondering, will you survive this traffic stop? Or if this officer is going to pull out a gun and mistake me grabbing my driver's license for a weapon and open fire. You know, so we are in these type of situations, and we do have to push for real strong reform.
We need people to step forward in leadership to take responsibility and say that they are going to take responsibility and yeah. they are going to start cleaning up a system that has been systemically broken for a very, very long time. And yeah. and when you get promoted into that system, you get promoted into a point where you don't believe you can do anything.
Yeah.
But I am telling you that any individual that has a voice, any individual that has a heart for what is going on here can yeah. stand forward and have that voice heard.
Yeah.
You need to speak out. The people that are in charge, if there is somebody above you that is a dinosaur and needs to go, you need to speak out. We need to change the system
yeah.
so that we change how people perceive the system
yeah.
because individuals walking into a system where they think they're already biased and prejudiced against, how yeah. are they going to react to anything that you bring to them?
And one thing I wanted to throw into is what really upset me was they didn't render aid.
Mm.
Which is a whole nother issue.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a whole
I'm like, okay, felony. Yeah. yeah, you see the dude unconscious. You see he's probably got blunt force trauma to the head, concussions. And literally, I mean, you're that inhumane to where you don't provide aid. That's a problem.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, when you get into you're acting gangster
out there. I've been in riots.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been, you know, county jail. And it's funny because you can actually see where a mob just starts to get riled up and just worked up
yeah.
and to the point where they're just
yeah.
gonna go.
Yeah.
And yeah. man, it's on. And
yeah.
if one person steps up, and then the weaker ones are gonna say, well, I gotta go with him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, he's my superior.
Right.
You know, and then you're on board and look. One of these or two of these or three of these guys are on board for a life trip.
And then they also said, Tom, was not only the police officers in render aid. Now, I know when you call for a bus to come. I know when the paramedics is going to do their job and render aid to Tyree. And unfortunately, the fire chief right now is holding members of the fire department accountable because they did not render aid. Mm-hmm. It was almost like it was at the last minute when they saw that he was really in bad shape, life-threatening, to where they wanted to render aid. So they were there for even several more minutes,
yeah,
letting this man sit up there, die, and go into a real life-threatening emergency. And I mean, so many layers failed Tyree. So many layers. And de-escalation. Officers are supposed to de-escalate. Even if you have to apply force, you gotta go back and de-escalate. And then if you have to apply force that created perhaps some medical situation, it's your job to render medical aid. And so, yeah, I mean, we're in a dark place. The video, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be coming out in a few hours. We're not sure the gravity of it, but we are told it is traumatizing. I mean, it's really, really bad. It was tough for America to watch George Floyd for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Mm. That seemed like 20 minutes. And so we are in need of reform. We are in need. And so we just wanted to just use our episode today to just prepare our nation for what we're going to see. Again, we're telling everybody, whether you're in Tucson, you're in Phoenix, listen, if you're going to protest, we want peaceful protests. Please do not be burning down your houses, burning down your supermarkets, burning down your hospitals, and tearing down our communities. That's not where we should be channeling our anger. We need to shift our anger from just being angry to an agenda to make our communities and law enforcement better. Listen, we only got 3 minutes left. And so I just launched my second book. I am so, so happy. Launched my second book. It's on Amazon right now. Everybody that's online, Radio Land, go support my book. It's called Trauma is the New Public Health Emergency in Education. Listen, this book is a must read. It is real deal. This book is for the educators. This book is for social workers. This book is for judges and lawyers. This book is for people in mental health. Listen, you want to get this book. Even for just the average layperson that felt like, you know what? I always wonder why I struggled in school. Maybe all that trauma and all that stuff I've been going through impacted my cognition, and it impacted my executive functioning and kept me in that fight or flight. And so I was in high alert and hypervigilant. So this book speaks into that. This book speaks into if we don't address trauma, we're going to lose our educational system. That's just where we are. It speaks into students are struggling with early childhood trauma. Homes are struggling with generational historical trauma. And our teachers and our staff is struggling with secondary and vicarious trauma. So trauma is the root cause to many of our issues that we're seeing in the education system. And if we keep kicking the can down the road and ignoring these issues, we're going to lose our schools. And so please go to Amazon right now. If you're listening to Radio Land, if you got an Amazon app on your phone or at your computer, your laptop, please support your boy. This is my professional work I do outside of Fresh Start. So I'm a traumatologist. I'm a trauma crisis specialist. I'm a brain health specialist. So I know what the heck I'm talking about when we're talking about if we don't impact and address our traumas, we're going to keep bleeding on people that didn't cut us. So get that book. It's life-changing. Get your mind right is as well out there as well on Amazon. So you get both my books. Get Your Mind Right speaks into you can't change life till you heal your brain. That's going back to dealing with our traumas. And so we're looking for this new book to be a bestseller. So go help me make it a bestseller. Go out and buy it and pass it around, share the word. We just want to help people heal from many of the things they're going through. So please go to Amazon right now. Look up Trauma is the New Public Health Emergency in Education. Or you can put in my first and last name, DA'MOND HOLT. And both my books will pop up again. So again, I need your support. Show some love to your boy. Let's help people heal from the different levels of trauma. Let's help our kids heal. Let's help our teachers heal. Let's help our families heal because trauma is really, really good. So we got only a few seconds left, Tom. Would you want to give us something?
We know somebody else that took a terrible beating and came back with love. So please, when you do see this, come back with love and grace and mercy and help us change a system that's broken.
All right, that's it, guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If we're going to do a protest, let it be peaceful. Let's bring healing to our communities. We're here every Saturday morning right here at the home of the 106.3 The Groove every Saturday at 7:30. So take care. God bless and have a wonderful Saturday.